We continue our look now at regional transportation in the Milwaukee area. Our next guest says one big part of the puzzle is Amtrak's Hiawatha line connecting Milwaukee and Chicago. He joins us to make the case for increasing and improving that service.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you used the Hiawatha line or any other passenger rail here in Wisconsin? Do you rely on it for work or travel? What do you like and where do you see room maybe for improvement? If you don't have access to passenger rail and you're part of the state, do you wish you did? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
David Haynes joins us now. He's the editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. David, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob and Veronica. Great to be with you.
So you wrote, David, in a recent piece that the idea of regional coordination, maybe as far as Milwaukee to Gary, Indiana, could be a tall order for now, but focusing in on the Hiawatha line in particular would be a good place to start. Why is that?
Well, I think that you kind of start with what works. The column I wrote last week grew out of a conference that Marquette Law School did, actually the second of two conferences it did, on this idea of the Chicago megacity, the idea that this concept that Chicagoland and Milwaukee really are linked as one entity. And I think there's something to that, and I think there are some economic benefits to the region by closer ties with Chicago. And one real obvious way is by improving the Hiawatha service. You know, look, we have 7 trains a day right now. Those trains are seeing increased ridership. We've gone from roughly 10 years ago, 470,000 riders a year to well over 800,000 riders a year. There's 7 trains a day. Some of those trains are full or over capacity. And there has been in the past bipartisan support for the Hiawatha. It's not like the high-speed rail line that Governor Scott Walker was so strongly opposed to and other Republicans. Walker actually has supported the Hiawatha in the past.
What kind of benefits do you see Milwaukee and the region getting from being that connected via rail with Chicago?
I think one of the main benefits is if you could improve service, and this was talked about back around the time of the high-speed train to Madison, that whole debate, about improving service from about an hour and a half each way to an hour, it would make it easier for people to live in between and get the jobs in either Chicago or Milwaukee. In fact, people do this already. People who live in Milwaukee actually commute down to the Loop every day. A lot of people who work at Miller Coors do that. That would be a lot more doable if it's only an hour's ride. And that was something that was talked about at the time. There was, in fact, some money in the $800 million that the governor turned back to the federal government for improving the Hiawatha line. They later went back to the federal DOT to ask for some of that money. I think it was about $150 million. And DOT said, no, that's not really part of the package. But I think we're far enough away from it now that you could make another run at that. And so I think there are economic benefits, and there's also benefits to the entire transportation system if more people are riding the train. If you get cars off the road and the train takes cars off the road, that relieves congestion and means that goods and services can flow better through the transportation system.
Talking to David Haynes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about transportation in the Milwaukee area specifically, he says, hey, time to improve the Hiawatha line. Got a lot of riders, strong connection between Milwaukee and Chicago. Economic benefits to improving it. You can share your thoughts on passenger rail here in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. So one improvement you mentioned, David, improvements to make it a little faster to get back and forth. What other kind of service changes do you think could help?
Well, you certainly could add trains, potentially, and there might be a market for that. And again, the market ought to dictate that. But when you have 7 trains a day and 3 or 4 of them are full, especially at peak times, then there might be a market for another train. There might be a market for another train on weekends, again, depending on what that traffic looks like. I actually think the time of the commute is really key. It's an hour and a half now, which isn't bad, but I think it would make a difference if you could get that to near high-speed service, so about 100 miles an hour service, and get you down there in about an hour. You know, there's been talk in the past about expanding the Metro, Chicago Metro service, which now ends at Kenosha up to Milwaukee. That was in Wisconsin. It had the name KRM, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee. I don't think that's really politically feasible now at this point, although I happen to think it might be a good idea. I think it's a different market. But I think that there's enough interest in the Hiawatha and enough bipartisan interest that it might be worth a shot now to do that.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Charlie on the line in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you, I love to take the train, and we've, as a family, taken it several times between on trips. I guess my biggest question would be is why not have more of a fast train between major metropolitan areas and truly make it an alternative to plane flights? It's the frequent stops that often make the trip seem so long and prevents them from really gaining a high speed to make it a real competitor with airplane travel.
Charlie, thanks a lot for the call. Would that be a viable option, do you think, David, to have, I guess, an express train straight from Milwaukee to Union Station in Chicago?
Well, sure, and I think that should be part of the plan. You know, this corridor works because we're close. If you're talking about linking, say Milwaukee and St. Louis, or even Chicago and St. Louis with high-speed rail, it's just farther away. I'm not sure it works as well. But this corridor has a tradition of rail traffic. It has a lot of interest from the public. You know, in the market study, they did a poll on different issues related to the megacity that was just released last week. And one of the findings, which I found really interesting, is that even though only 11% of the people in the entire 21-county area, that includes Chicago and Indiana, use rail to commute, more than 30%, or around 30%, in each state, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, said they would rather put more money into rail service than into roads. And in Wisconsin, we have a real tradition over the past 30 years or so of pouring a lot of money into roads, but not so much into other forms of transportation. So, in my opinion, I think it might be time for a more balanced approach.
Time for one more quick call from Ryan in Waukesha. Ryan, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think?
Well, I think there's a great economic benefit. I agree with what you've been saying here to development and working with the Chicago metro area and including Milwaukee as a piece of that. But also the corridor that includes this the Hiawatha is General Mitchell Field. And I think that that's a great alternative to a lot of northern Chicago people already, and it could be developed even more so.
Ryan, thanks a lot. We'll give you the last word. David Haynes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet.
That's David Haynes, editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.